Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Tough Third Egg Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade comments for today, Monday, May 10th. And that is this morning, overnight E-buy prices were July corn down 2¾ cents at 729.5. July wheat down 14¼ cents at 747.5. July beans up 2½ cents at 1592¼. December corn was down 10¾ cents at 625¾. November beans were down 3¾ cents, 1429¾. We had an export sale this morning today, 1.02 million metric tons of corn to China for new crop, but they canceled 280,000 metric tons of old crop, and that still is a concern among traders, the amount of undelivered sales that are on the books and how much the Chinese may cancel out here. Palm oil was lower overnight on unexpectedly large stocks. We had some surprise rains in Montana overnight. Certainly looks like it'll be beneficial. The weather for the rest of the country looks cool, a little bit moist, you know, nothing terrible. We'll get in several days of planting activity. Tonight's crop progress should show improvements in the winter wheat crop and the spring wheat crop. Not the spring wheat crop, but the winter wheat crop. We'll see what Oregon looks like. That's been the real drag with the dryness that they're seeing there. But we should see an awful lot of corn in the ground, awful lot of beans in the ground, and I think that's ultimately a little bearish out here. We've got the WASDE report on Wednesday. Best as I can see, you know, the average guess is for corn to be down 75 million bushels. In the meantime, since the last WASDE report in April till Friday, we had rallied the corn $1.70 a bushel. Does this justify it out here? I think, you know, we're pushing the upper limits of this thing. The rest of the report, 2022 world ending stocks are down in corn by about 3 or 4 million. Wheat's going to be down. Wheat carry out next year in the U.S. will be down. That's a little friendly out here. But overall, for corn and beans, I just don't see the real big bull push out here for the time being, not after we've had this kind of a rally in the market. But we'll see where we go. Hog prices dropped 7% in China. That's the biggest one-day drop. A lot of farmers are sending their hogs to market early because of the African swine fever situation. That tells me that it's a lot worse than anybody's telling us out of China. And that demand for corn, meal, and feedstuffs from China ought to be backing off here. So we'll have to see where that takes us. Obviously, at some point, they'll want to rebuild their herds, and we can expect some good demand. But I think in the short term, we've got a little bit of an issue here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.